Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I'm still a little confused. So really? What's my name?
Your name will be Hank Chase. That'll be your porn name.
Oh.
Did you read it?
I mean, this shit was confusing, man. I'm like, porn name and anyway.
Wow, man.
We got a new caller, man.
Elso, baby.
I can't do nothing.
Elso, what's good?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Right? What'd it do?
Just trying to school my man on the actual factions about being a porn star.
About being a what?
A porn star? Yeah.
Is that what you are?
Nah. I'm not no porn star. I was saying, we got a little game on SinCityRadio.ning.com. What would be your porn name?
Oh, yeah, mine is Rascal Carolina.
Rascal Carolina. Look at you.
I'm Hank Chase, according to the...
You need to put that direction. You need to put that. You know, how you gonna be one of the co-owners of the site and don't play the game? That's not right.
What are you talking about, Father? Where he at?
He don't want to play the game. He in the zone now.
Okay,
I'm
well,
playing
I
the game, man.
I listened to your chronicle like I told you I would.
Oh, did you?
I did. I'm a woman of my word.
I mean, whose chronicle did you listen to? Sorry.
Father Times.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy it?
It was a nice chronicle.
Oh, thank you.
It prompted me to call the show.
Right, there you
That's
go, dog. The first person
I'm with that. I'm with that.
Say what?
I got it. I'm with that. But look, we're going to jump off since you the first female.
Hold on. Before you jump off, we got somebody else calling in. That's Mother Nature. Mother Nature.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
I know what you're dealing with, so I know who you're dealing with, so I got to ask you that every time.
Hi, Mother Nature, long time no hear from.
Hi.
Coming up all these goddamn zingers, as they say.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm down, man. I can't do nothing.
All right, well, let's just get the show going, man.
All right, pop it off.
All right, now check this out, y'all. This is what I've been wanting to know. I see Janine then entered the building. Well, hello.
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 Hi. All right. And this question is right now, this question is for my ladies. This is a question for my ladies. I mean, us as fellas, you know, we kind of look at shit and be like, you know, it's a lot of things we might look at like, man, that motherfucker gay. That motherfucker gay for real. You know what I'm saying? Now, we as men, we got a bad habit of saying people are gay. But, I mean, as a woman, have y'all ever been around, have y'all looked at a man and second-guessed his sexuality because of his actions? I mean, you actually have to look at him and like, he ain't right.
Coming from a person that works in the liquor store, yes.
Okay. Okay, Elf, so we're going to start with you. All right, you say, by you working in the liquor store, I know you see all kinds to come in.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing. Now, I asked this because now I was told that it was a guy. I don't know him personally, so I can't say if he is or if he's not, but I was told it was a guy that wears toe rings and ankle bracelets, but he keeps saying he's not gay. Now, my thing is, unless you Dennis Rodman, I mean, that's about the only motherfucker I know that can walk around and get away with that shit.
Dennis Rodman and Prince.
Yeah, maybe Prince.
Yeah.
Because we all know Prince is a pimp.
Right, right. But nah, you meet a guy, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit it off, and y'all go to the crib. You know, he go to the crib. He get relaxed. You know what I'm saying? And he got toe rings and ankle bracelets on. But he telling you he ain't gay.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So that is a red flag.
Yes.
Okay.
Toe rings and ankle bracelets is a dead giveaway. But now what's some of the...
Wearing, the man keeps saying he ain't.
He
but
just
he
like,
well,
I mean, hey. But you know what though, that's on him. You know, if he don't recognize it or he don't want to come out the closet, you know. I mean, nowadays, you know, that shit. Everybody's out of the closet nowadays. That shit's fashionable.
You know what else?
My question. Right, that's my question. What's some of the other subtle things that, as you know, y'all as females look for?
Tattoo around the belly button.
You said what, girl?
the tattoo around his navel, oh, that is some gay shit.
You said a tattoo?
Yes, like a sun or a fucking, it don't even matter. Men should not have tattoos right there. If it don't say thug life or, you know what I'm saying, or something hard, that's gay.
Once again, unless you did this right, man, that just don't fly.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay, tattoos around the belly button. What's another one?
I'm glad I stopped you, dog.
That's two.
Oh, my goodness. If you using up all my facial cleansers and masks and shit like that on my dresser, there's something wrong with that.
Concur.
But what if it's your guy, though? What if he's your guy and he ran out and he just want to use a little bit of yours?
Then he needs to rub up against me. You don't need to use my shit.
I mean, it's okay to a point, but when you in the mirror more than me and you got my mask on your face every night, I'm talking about like a cleansing mask and shit like that every day, that's you going too far. That's just too feminine for me. Now, I can understand taking care of your skin and, you know, making sure it's taken care of, but mm-mm.
But now, hold on.
At least do it in private.
Hold on, Jadine. Can that fall on the metrosexual, though? I'm just asking.
Because usually men don't want to put no mask on their face. They might get a cleanser and scrub their face or something. But I'm talking about a mask. You know the mask that it sits on your face and it gets hard, then you got to peel it off?
Yeah, the brown and the avocado and all that stuff.
Yes, yes. I can understand like a facial cleanser and you washing your face with it, you know, just cleansing your face. But when you get into like spa stuff that women usually do and you doing it often, I don't know.
I told you, man.
That's a little sign.
I told you years ago, stay out of that damn mirror, dog. You're in the mirror too much.
I'm talking about more like, okay, let's say you're on a date with somebody, right?
Okay.
You're on a date, you know what I'm saying? This might be like y'all first or second date. You know what I mean? But and say somebody whispers something in your ear saying, you know, I know somebody that hooked up with him and he ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Well, I think he'd go both ways. What's some of the things that you would look for on that particular date?
How they drink and they drink.
You stole it. Nigga, if you are sipping.
Hold on. What do y'all want? How can you drink? You can only drink one way.
He might be holding his little pinky finger out or something. I don't know.
or you know, most men don't like cocktail straws at a bar or some shit like that. It depends on the drink.
I have a straw in my drink when I go to the bar because I don't want to put my lips on them damn glasses.
Okay, see? Well, you have a reason. Okay, so that's understood.
Uh-huh.
But most men do not care for the straw in their drink.
I ain't drinking out no damn straw.
Or the way they lips pucker up when they drinking out the straw.
Exactly. These shits are indicators. For real.
Okay.
If it takes you longer to finish your drink than it takes me to finish my drink.
So if he takes a drink and he takes a sip and be like, woo, I'm feeling it all day.
It's an indicator.
Nah, hold on now. I got to disagree now. I drink slow, so you may drink your drink before me. I drink slow.
Okay,
but I
don't
drink
if you drink
no damn
slow
straw.
In a mad way, then we are right.
All right, okay. You look at the way he drink, how he handle this alcohol and so forth. What else y'all look for? I mean, can you know what I'm saying? Like, does a man that crosses legs, you know how a woman, you know, when a woman crosses her legs, it's real, real tight. And a man crosses his leg, he keep his ankle, like, on his knee. And women, you know, but they basically close their legs when they cross their legs. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My daddy sat like that, though. But he, you know, again, this is a different generation, so I don't know.
What I'm saying, if a man sat like that now,
would
you think
it was weird,
getting?
Though. I ain't going to lie.
Daddy, why you got your legs like that?
Yeah, I did. I think I did ask that question, like, you know, around 13 or 14. Like,
Girl, go sit your ass down somewhere. You don't know nothing about this.
Yeah, basically. That was the response. And I'm a man, damn it.
Yeah, it is out there. I saw Lil Wayne kissing your boy on the lips.
Man, now hold on, man. Every time he get close to somebody, they say he kissing them, man. I don't know about all that. Yeah, I mean, it was at an angle, so I don't know, man.
This is a good question.
It is, because, like I say, us as men, we look at a lot of things and be like, oh, that motherfucker gay.
That shit was gay.
I don't know, maybe if a dude is checking for who checking, you know, more than a female checking for who checking.
You don't kiss no other man on the lips. Even if y'all dudes don't even play like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a still picture. It was a still picture, so I can't really say that I could be whispering something to you, you know, like, hey, man, let me tell you something. Hey, cause, but then the angle looked like we kissing. Nah.
I saw the video, dog. Them motherfuckers touch lips. They actually touch lips. I saw the video.
You talking about Stevie J?
Stevie J, yep, your boy. Your boy from Love & Hip Hop. Them motherfuckers actually kissed.
He kissed.
I didn't see no tongue in.
Who brain is Stevie?
I don't play like that. I'm not going to kiss you on the fucking lips. There ain't no reason, no way on heaven, on earth. We've been cool for a lot of motherfucking years. Long time.
I agree with you.
We ain't that cool.
I agree with John Stepper said.
Them motherfuckers touch lips. They touch lips, man.
If you say that, I have to see the video, man. You know, put the video up on Sin City, man. Like, I want to see it. I mean, I've seen a still picture, so it was like I really couldn't tell if they were, you know, I don't know if they kissed or, you know, they were just at an angle. He was talking to them and, you know, just at an angle. I don't know. But now if he did kiss him, then, yeah, there's something real fucking wrong with that.
I don't know, man. But, you know, ladies, y'all, you know, some females would be like, oh, that's cute or that's sexy.
I don't think that's sexy.
Nah.
Say one more time.
I said I don't think too many ladies think two men kissing is sexy.
No.
You're right.
That's not cute.
No, it's not. I think there's even exceptions on, you know, your male child should not kiss you on your lips as a father. He should kiss you, you know, you can show that affection, but your male child should never kiss you on your lips. He should kiss you on your cheek, and that's that. That's that.
Man, I wish my father would have tried to kiss me.
I'm not alone on that, right? Yeah, I'm not. Man, I can see me. Daddy, can I have a kiss? Boy, you don't care. Your motherfucking ass. What the fuck is that? You got my ass behind there talking about, can I get a kiss tonight? Right.
My 3-year-old is real affectionate, and he likes to go around the house kissing all of us, but he only kisses us on the cheek, you know, like he won't try to kiss his father in the mouth, and I'm like, that's my boy.
Right. You know, and I remember a long time ago, man, I was a kid, and I was at my dad's house, and I never forget, it was a group. Howard Hewitt was in. What was that group he was in?
Shalamar.
Mm-hmm. and they had a video out. And my sister was talking about how cute Howard Hewitt was and everything. And I'm just sitting there, and one of my sisters was like, ain't he cute? And I just looked at her, and my daddy was standing behind me. And I guess he was just waiting to see what my answer was going to be. And, I looked, I'm like, oh, man, that's a man. I don't judge no man. So my stepmother at the time, she was like, it's all right to say if a man is handsome or not. If you think he's handsome, it's okay. Man, my old man smacked the shit out of her. You ever tell my son no motherfucking shit like that? I mean, he smacked fire from her ass. Don't you ever tell my son no shit like that. Don't you ever tell him to say a man cute.
I don't think men use the word cute, period.
I mean, but man, you have to see. I mean, when I say he lit in her ass, I mean, because... I think he had his hand cocked back for me to, if I would have said that man was cute. But, I'm like, don't be asking me nothing like that. You know, and he looked at me like, yeah, that's the fuck I'm talking about. That's my boy.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's just acceptable nowadays, man.
Mm-mm.
Not in my book. Not in my book. My son could not come home telling me no man was cute.
Right.
But I'm saying, though, man, you could be sitting up watching a video or some shit. Like, I'm not gay, but Ginuwine is a pretty motherfucker.
Okay, that's different.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, or are you making an example?
That's three.
You
don't want to get the four, bro. But I'm just saying, though, you can watch a video and be like, that's a pretty that pretty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That don't necessarily mean that you're gay or you think this guy's handsome. It's just something people say.
Okay, I see it in a sense of you being cynical or being a smart ass. Yeah, you know that's
right.
That's just like Wesley. I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. But
exactly.
Now if you sitting there talking about, well, Ginuwine is a nice looking man. Well, something is wrong. You got a problem.
In that sense, it is.
Yeah, that's too far, too much.
I mean, I ain't gay or nothing, but I just like the way his baby hair lay down.
That's
not right. There's something wrong with that.
That's not okay.
Right, man, that's how it is in the world, man. I mean, you know, the gay people, they got their rainbow, they got their own clubs, they got fucking parades. That's
just
acceptable now.
I'm not knocking it, man. To each his own, man. We got a guy that work with us. I mean, he never came quite out and said that he was, but goddamn, Stevie Wonder can see that he is. And for name's sake, we're going to call him Sweet Chuck. That's who we call him at work. Cool dude, though. Cool as fuck. A lot of them won't talk to him. A lot of them will not talk to him, won't speak to him, won't say, you know, when he come, they want to, like, man, I ain't talking to him. But, dude, cool than a motherfucker, man. Cool-ass brother. I mean, my thing is this. He don't push his, you know, he don't push himself up on you. Like, hey, how you doing? Can I get to know you? Nothing like that. He don't do none of that shit, man. He speak like that. Man, I talk to him all the time. Yo, what's up, dog? What's going on with you? You know? Actually, it's funny to me the way he talks, but nevertheless. Like I say, man, cool dude. I mean, my thing about it, I mean, my problem is with the motherfuckers that just want to push that shit off on you. You know, want to.
Or just flamboyant.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, I got a story to tell you. It was my boy D was his birthday last weekend, right?
Right.
And, you know, we got a gay club here called the Gay 90s.
The who?
Still open.
They still open. You know about the Gay 90s name.
You said the Gay 90s. What was the name of it?
Yeah, it's called the Gay
90s. It's called Gay 90s.
All right, I couldn't remember the name of it. All right, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, that's where he wanted to go for his birthday, but, you know,
I'm like, well, you know, I'm cool. I'm not going to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
I'm cool.
Wait. I don't mean to interrupt the story, but is the reason behind him wanting to go there?
Well, he had family there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of his cousins or something going. It was his birthday. His woman took, you know, his woman wanted to take him to the club. That's, you know, that's where he wanted to go. You know, I heard they play good music, so it's pretty popular. It's a popular-ass club. There's a lot of straight people and a lot of gay people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he say he got there, you know what I'm saying, they partying and shit. And he said he noticed this dude kept following him, even though he was with his woman. She leaves. He says the dude approached him, right, and tried to hit on him. And he said he told the dude, he said, "Yo, man, look, I'm straight. I'm not like that." And the dude was like, "Okay, fine, you know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to disrespect you or nothing like that." And he was like, "All right, it's cool." He said the dude turned around to walk away, then turned back around and asked him, "Would you mind trying?" See, that's why I don't go to those. That would have been a fight. If that was me, that would have been a fight. Because I already told you, you know what I'm saying, I don't roll like that. But you still, you know what I'm saying, you're still trying to push up on me.
Well, I mean, and you're right, dog. You should be able to go wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do and not have to go through that. But, I mean, just like you chose not to go because you didn't even want to get put in that type of scenario.
Exactly.
Like,
well,
at the gay 90s. I mean, seriously.
Right. Okay. I mean, I don't even know.
Like, the shit is
in
the title.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It started off as a gay club, but, you know, the straight people that kind of took it over.
No, they have a...
They're not straight. They go both ways.
Right. No, it's a gay club, but they have... They straight people go there because they have they have a show up there that people go to watch. So that,
and see, she go, and I won't even go with her.
A lot of girls go there. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, man. I went to that club when I first moved up here. When I first moved up here, man, I moved up here on Halloween, right? I went the following weekend. I met this girl on the bus. She was like, "You just got here, I'm going to take you out." So I'm like, "All right, cool, we catch a cab." She told me the name of the club was the 90s. That's what she said the name of it was. She didn't say the gay 90s. She said, "I'm going to take you to this club called the 90s. I'm like, "All right, cool." Man, some of them motherfuckers in there look just like women. But you know it's a dude. But some of them motherfuckers, man... Dude, if you didn't use in the gay club, you swear it down, it was a woman. Some of them motherfuckers, they take that shit serious. Like, man, I'm out of here. I got right on the bus. Once I figured out it was a gay club, I was gone. I went out there, jumped right back on the 16. I'm going right back to St. Paul.
I have a customer that comes in the store. And he's a regular customer. And he's a dude, you know, and you know, when somebody give you a credit card, like, off top, you know, you're supposed to card them. Make sure, you know, Ray Ray ain't running around the city with this man's money.
Right.
So he gives me, he dresses like a woman, and I don't know if this is okay, but he's a pretty female. Like, I can't see him being a man. Like,
that's how they are nice.
I guess so. But, you know, when he gives you his ID, you know what I'm saying, his name is Brian Randall or some shit like that, and you, like, you know, you looking at the ID, you looking at the person, you looking at the, you know, you just kind of roll with it, but you're like, why? Why?
And see, ain't it a shame when, as a woman, you look at a man who's dressed like a woman, and that, you'd be like, that motherfucker looks better than me. They take that shit.
I mean, he's a beautiful chick. I'm not gonna lie to you. He keeps his hair done. He keeps his nails done. He keeps his makeup done. You know what I'm saying? He rocks his heels. But he's a dude.
And see, that's that motherfucker. That's that motherfucker you're putting that sleeper. Now, I mean, my thing is this. If you walk up to me, pretending to be a woman, now, I mean, I've never encountered, and knock on wood, thank God, I've never had one just to literally just walk up to me, trying to talk to me and nothing like that. But if you did and you walked up to me and, you know, you trying to portray a woman, and if you convince me that you're a woman and I find out you're a man, fuck around and been a call a case. I'm going to fuck around and call a case.
You don't want to go to gay 90s, man. I mean, I ain't nowhere near no gay, no type of gayness, nothing. But some of them motherfuckers look good as hell. I ain't going to even lie. Them motherfuckers, they was dudes, but them motherfuckers look, I mean, they look like models, man. Some out of their magazine. Mm. Oh, and this motherfucker's voice deeper than mine.
What kind of club is this?
Oh, I got a story.
Shut up, man. Hold on, y'all. We got Butter on there. Butter, what's happening, baby?
Nothing much. What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
But you just gotta be careful, man.
I mean, I remember back in the day, man. We was walking down Fifth Avenue. We
went exactly with Barnaby. With Barnaby,
yeah,
at the store.
Yeah, and see what it happened, like y'all, that. Is that we seen what it was. We seen that it was a man. Now our partner Barnaby, he was looking at her from the back. I'm gonna put them hands down on that counter. Barnaby says, like, well, goddamn, this bitch got some big ass hands for a motherfucking woman. That motherfucker said, hey, can I get a pack of juicy fruit?
Yeah,
Barnaby
gave you what he said.
Barnaby hit that note. Right down Fifth Avenue. Oh, it was classic. It was classic. Oh, boy.
I'll never forget that, man.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, he shot out. He bolted out that door like a damn lightning, and all you could hear him scream.
But from the back, you're swiping down. It was a female.
Yeah,
it was a female.
But we heard him talking before Barnaby. See, Barnaby didn't hear him talking. We heard him talking when he was coming in the door. So we looked at Barnaby. Barnaby, he wanted to double back. Oh man, I'm gonna go holler at her. All right, motherfucker, knock yourself out.
Why y'all didn't warn him?
It wouldn't have been funny then.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Good man, friend.
It would have been funny if we warned him.
That shit was funny as hell. That shit was funny than the motherfucker, boy.
I ain't laughing
at her in a long time.
It was like, hey, it was like a countdown, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow. Poe, baby.
That was funny, man.
That was
funny.
You know what? That was the funniest homosexual moment I ever had. And I'm not
bullshit.
That was the funniest homosexual moment I ever had.
That motherfucker ran a block hollering.
Screaming.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Just hollering.
Hold on. You got my man Waylo on here. Waylo, what's good, dog?
What's poppin'?
Yep.
I'm just cracking home, Skillet.
Hello, what's up?
Same shit, what's good with it?
All right, man, we're trying to figure out, man. We got this. All right, well, you know what? Let me ask the fellas. I mean, we didn't. Well, you know what? Before I ask the fellas, I'm going to ask Bottle. You just not getting here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, It was brought to me that a man was wearing toe rings and ankle bracelets. But now he said he wasn't gay.
Okay, what was his nationality?
God damn, brother, I don't know. I know there was the
That's
man.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
What does Holly got to do with it?
Yeah,
white surfer. Like, my bad, go ahead.
Yeah, some.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got Sunshine with the Y.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey, I'm in the grocery store, but I want to know his nationality. He's African American.
So your brother.
Black. Yeah.
Brother. And he wears toe rings and ankle.
And he was, and where is he from, though? Maybe he was, you know, hung out in California, you know what I'm saying, with surfers, dudes, and he talks proper like a white dude, you know what I'm saying?
So y'all saying it's okay for a surfer dude to wear toe rings and ankle bracelets?
Or he might be, what is it, a Buddhist and...
I was born in California.
He said
he
does it because it's pretty.
Oh, he said it.
He said the word pretty, yeah.
Ooh, butter. I am with you. I said that men should not say that word. Or cute. Do you think that men should say the word cute?
I mean, if he say
not
cute, then he say it to a little child. Like, oh, that's
right.
That's not true. Because dudes get together and be like, man, she was cute as hell.
That's different than saying, oh, what you had on is cute.
Okay,
right,
well, hold on.
Tell me what I got on is cute.
Hold on. We get back to what we're talking about in 1 second. But, so I got to ask you one thing. When you receive an oral, do you refer to it as head? Elsa?
Is she still there?
I don't get what you say. Sorry, I done zoned out. Do I refer to it as head?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Oh, well, I'm going to let you know. You can't say that on the show.
I can't say head on the show?
No, nah, you can't say you was getting no head on the show.
I can't say that.
Especially all the shit they done put me through. No.
All right, understood.
Okay, now, Elf, so I'm going to hit you with the same thing that I hit her with a while back.
Okay.
Now. You sitting there saying that he gave me head, right?
Mm-hmm.
You asking your man, can I get some head? Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, what if he asked you, can you suck his titty?
Can I suck his titty?
Yeah.
Nigga, you don't have titties.
I mean, we got a nipple.
That's not a titty.
Don't mind. Some of them do now.
Wait, my phone zoned out. You don't have titties.
Okay, you don't have nothing to get ahead. You don't have nothing to get ahead with now, do you?
But your head is
you
down there.
Clitoris or whatever.
Exactly. That's not called a head. That's not, ain't nobody
but
ever called
your head
that
is between the legs.
But your
so that's
head,
what you're giving,
exactly.
You're giving head.
You're
just
giving
like,
me head.
Just like,
yeah.
They say you giving brain.
Okay, check this out.
She's
check
not
out.
Taking
let's
her brain
like
out of her head and putting it on
don't,
your top
don't
of
say
your
that
penis.
Shit on my show.
Okay,
look at Stowe. Hold on, man. Face. Look at Stowe. Look at Stowe. If you
yes.
with your girls, you with your girls,
yes.
and you,
yes.
you describe, you tell your girls that he went down on me. How do you tell your girls he gave me head, or do you say something different when you describe it to your girl?
I'm describing it to my girl, Mike. I say head.
Okay, but like I said, now a man got a breath. A man has chest. I mean, he has a nipple, and he tell you to suck his titty.
No.
Okay, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
No.
It's not the same thing. Most men
You might not want to look at it like that, but it's the same thing. In my eyes, you ain't got no head down there. So why in the hell is you telling me to give you head?
I don't know. I disagree.
My head ain't doing the work. My tongue is. Say, give me tongue. Don't
but
say,
my
give me
hands
head.
Are on your head.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
I I'm rubbing your head.
It don't matter. Don't, head is not
it
allowed.
Does.
And if you're making me come, I'm squeezing your head with my thighs.
Mother, would you tell her? Head is not allowed on this show for me.
I mean,
okay,
that is true.
I gotta
that
call y'all
true.
Back.
It's not allowed.
I'm gonna call y'all right back, okay? I gotta go.
It is not allowed.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you very much.
I prefer to say getting service.
Oh, I can handle that. I can handle that. You get your service. Come on, girl.
Can I get some service? Can I get some service?
You're not going to walk up to me talking about, can I get some head? No, you're not.
How about this?
I don't even feel
you,
like
can
telling
I
my man
face?
That.
What about asking a dude for some face?
Can I put a head?
I mean, really?
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, y'all know I'll be out shopping.
No, I didn't hear Waylo. Waylo, you said what now?
I said I had a chick ask me to give her some face.
Well, your face is down now. I can accept face. If there's a hand, I just can't accept. That's just a man's word. Call me over the macho or whatever the case is. But, you're not finna come to me talking about give you some head. I mean, y'all kissing and fucking and you, oh, baby, oh. And just, now just imagine she like, oh, give me some head. Give me some more.
I'd rather just tell her to just, won't you eat my pussy or some shit. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the way that sound anyway, yeah.
Right. Hey, as far as just give me some head. No. You know, you finna hear that damn, that record scratch. What'd you say?
That's a turn off for me when a chick say pussy, goddammit.
Right, exactly. I mean, but then you talking about head? I mean, some things just, I understand that y'all liberated women, but some things just stay passive with it. Just stay passive with it. Don't try to be a man about it all the time. But if a man can do it, I can do it. Nah, that just don't work.
That don't even feel right to me asking no man for no head. What the hell? I ain't got no dick.
Yeah. There you go, boss. I mean, sometimes there you go. There you go. You tell me lick the clit, lick the twat, lick the pussy.
Nah, not
motherfucker, lick my
not
pussy.
Twat.
Right.
No, you got to say a little bit softer than that.
Just
say
yeah,
like that. I feel like I'm obligated to do it then. Like, nigga, get down here and lick this pussy, nigga.
Now, hold on. Now.
I'm planning on being dominant. Well,
you
got to follow the rules.
Now, hold on, now, if you said aggressive stuff and if it sounds sexy enough, you know, in my head, I'm like, hey.
Shit, spread it open and bust it out, goddammit.
All right. Hey, I got that football stride going. What you talking about?
Hey, you got to say it softer than that.
Okay, so what about a female asking y'all to let her sit on your face?
Okay, cool.
See, you ain't got to ask. Just get up there, shit.
Well, damn. Okay, where you live? Okay.
I didn't know it was that easy.
Y'all go get the hand genuine.
I'm going to tell you like this. Hold on now. I don't know about Waylo, but I'm going to tell you now, it ain't that damn easy. You ain't even going to get that stuff. I'm sorry. It ain't that damn easy. Just call me your ass up there if you want to. Hey, bitch, what you think you're doing? Don't move like that.
Hey, shit.
I just feel like sometimes you ain't got to ask for shit. You want to sit on my face, goddamn, just sit on my face, shit.
Yeah,
get your ass up there.
everybody. You shouldn't want everybody to sit on your
lawn. Yes, unless you want to take.
You know what the hell I mean. You know
unless
what
you got a long-lived prescription with Proactiv.
Shit, I don't know. I don't know what the hell you mean, Waylo. You talking about shit. Just get the scratch and talk about it. Okay, here I come, Waylo. Here I come.
Shit, I ain't pussy. I don't hear everybody pussy shit.
I mean, you didn't want to say it.
You did, didn't he?
I mean, y'all took it out of the fashion. Y'all
but I did say your
like
girl. I said your girl. I didn't say just a random female.
Well,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
okay,
right,
yeah, okay.
But I'm saying, I said your girl, and he's saying if it's my girl, climb your ass up there.
That ain't what he said.
That's not what he said.
That's not what I meant, goddammit. Potato, potato, you knew what the hell I said, goddammit. That's right, shit. All the same shit.
Goddammit,
that's what I meant. What I meant, goddammit.
What's wrong with you? Oh, yeah, shit. I fucked with one bitch last night, yeah.
That made me clean some shit up quick. That's what I meant, though.
I didn't mean that shit.
Right.
But now he the first one said it. I don't sit on my face. Sit on my face.
And I didn't think just going up there and climb up there. You did see that. Though.
Yes.
Right. You ain't even got an ass.
Well, I don't understand why you got an ass. I don't understand.
Exactly. I don't understand why you got an ass. You get the scratches and dropping them crabs on your motherfucking ass. I'm saying,
hey, y'all trying to make me look bad tonight.
Let it go, son, bitch. Let it go.
Punch you dead in your forehead. Motherfucker. The fuck?
That was fucked up. Like, hey, I thought you liked it rough. She punching the shit out of your forehead. Let it go, son. Let it go. You gotta not like a motherfucker because you thought she liked it free. God damn. Well, Father Time, how many knots you gotta put on your forehead?
Say what? What was that, bro?
Nothing, man. I ain't said nothing, man.
I thought you said.
I know Mother Nature said that too, man. That's Mother Nature.
Oh, sure. Go blame me.
Hell yeah. Elso, you back with us?
I am.
You talking about them pipes. That's what it was. Pipes. Well, yeah, pipes.
Pots.
Okay. Pots or
pots? Pots. Pots.
Like cooking pots?
Mm-mm. Like if you write pots on a glass, it's backwards, it spells stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That shit ain't even funny no more, man.
No, because nobody caught
really
the damn
is,
joke.
Though.
Oh, boy.
Nobody caught the joke,
funny.
But it's not.
That ain't funny, man. That was 2 years ago.
Right. Don't be better.
It was that long ago, and it's still funny.
That was by far the funniest joke I ever heard on this damn show.
Oh, now that's funny.
Go to a song, man.
Oh, my goodness. You don't want nobody to break it up.
I'm gonna put blow on that nigga glasses. Oh man.
It's gonna be all right.
That was a hell of a joke, man. You need to get Sunshine back for that, man. She got it.
I said that. I said that.
There you said it.
Yeah, you said it.
You said it.
No, I think that was me.
I can't remember, but I remember that was by far the funniest joke that I heard on this show. Mm. Mother Nature talking about, okay. Let's see your glass. Make sure you ain't dyslexic, motherfucker.
You might have the right pot for real.
Hey, she didn't roll pot. Oh, stop. That was a minute.
Okay.
Ha ha. All right,
no way. It was funny at the time.
All right, we're going to go to one of, since we've been joning on Father Time, we're going to go to one of his all-time favorites, man. We'll be right back.
What, I beat my dick like you owe me money?
Oh, my goodness.
You are spilling.
Hey, man, you know what?
Well, who remember them Savoy days? Boy, God damn.
You know what? Even if you're not an R. Kelly fan, you got to recognize that's a great fucking song. That's some shit every woman want to hear. You're the only motherfucker I want to dance with.
That's some Savoy.
Straight up, tell me what woman don't want to hear that.
I know that's my dance. I know if you're at a dance or some shit, you're going to get a handful of ass on that song.
Yeah, you don't get a handful of ass on that song, boy. Ooh, boy, that song take you back, boy. You know what? I'm going to tell you, man. That's that in effect slash the boy days there, boy. Motherfuckers used to have a ball back then. That Sunday night lockdown.
Yep.
Don't be that motherfucker to 6 in the morning.
Right after that juke session.
Hey, motherfucker could tell me I wasn't grown. See, I don't be the club at 6 in the morning. Fucking with Father Time and,
That's a great fucking song, man.
Riding in the lane. All right, now check this out, y'all. I got something I want to hit y'all with. And this gonna go out to my fellas, ladies too. I'm still free to chime in, but fellas. Now, all right, Waylo, Timer. I just say we sitting together, man. We sitting together and.
Hold on a second. Who's in the tub?
Me.
Who said me?
Okay.
Butter.
Me say me.
That's better.
Here we go. Butter, just hold on. Don't put it in yet. Just hold on.
Focus.
Yeah. That's right. Focus on us. We got 30 more minutes, but just focus with us.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Now take this out. Now. Timer, Waylo, we in the car, man. I asked y'all to come pick me up, right? Y'all follow
okay.
me? All right, follow me, man. I need y'all to follow me. All right, I asked y'all to come pick me up. Y'all come pick me up. I got my old lady with me, right? My old lady and her kid. You know, I say, man, can you run us to her mother's house? You know, or wherever I need y'all to run us to. And then I tell y'all, hey, man, drink on me. I'm finna buy the drink. So, you know, we stop at the L. Y'all, you run me wherever we need to go. And, you know, like we park right there and we chilling, we drinking. Y'all see my old lady come outside. And jump in the car with another motherfucker. Man. Sam, I already know the first question you finna ask me. So who the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, Waylo, you gonna ask me the same damn question.
Yes, sir.
And I say, well, man, that's, you know, that's one of her friends she knew from back in the day. Now, take in mind, we've been together about 5 years. Now, I just met this motherfucker, like, last week. What do y'all tell me is my boys? What do y'all tell me?
You the dumbest motherfucker. Ain't her motherfucking childhood friend, you stupid motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's what I'm gonna say. What the fuck is your problem? You better check her ass.
First of all, I ain't gonna ask you nothing, cause I'm gonna pull up on side of them and see what you gonna say.
Okay.
Like, what? You gotta ask her a question or something. Like, hey, where the fuck is you going? What is that goddamn that soundbite? Hey, bitch, get over here. Be out your goddamn mind.
One of those. What you want to do? You want to whoop that motherfucker ass or what, dog?
Right. And now, take in mind, this ain't my, this motherfucker, I mean, I've been knowing probably a year now. But cool brother. And you know, and I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. You know, I was full of that shit. We drank and I'm full of that shit. I looked at him. And I, hey, man, who the fuck is that? I said, man, you want to whoop his ass? Nah, man, he cool. He ain't cool, nigga. He just took your bitch. You think he cool?
He just rolled off into the sunset.
Hey, well, I'll be yonder. You know, and I ain't gonna lie, man. And I ain't gonna lie. Probably if I was sober, I probably would have been like, you know, that's between you and him. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I had libation up in me. Hey, man, what the fuck you wanna do? Let's get this motherfucker, man. Oh man, he cool, man. I had a talk with him. You had a talk with him. You had a talk with him.
Now, on that note, let me ask the ladies. Ladies, would you keep this motherfucker?
Would you keep which one? The one that's letting you ride off into the sunset with some other nigga?
Right, you're supposedly man. I mean, if you can tell him
to shit like that. If my man let me ride off into the sunset with some other man, he ain't no man. Okay, that's just not a man to me. Agreed.
Okay. What about the rest of the ladies?
Well,
I know.
Really, if he just let you go out with whoever you want to go off with, he don't care what you do.
Exactly.
Right.
So why would I want
somebody like
that?
It
ain't no telling what he doing when he ain't around.
I tell you what, you try that shit and see what happens.
Well,
because
he gonna show you he care.
Right. I'm gonna ask you if you like cheese or not. I'm gonna ask you if you like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, because that's what that motherfucking coffin turned into. Swiss cheese. All right, Butter, what about you?
I did click over, so I didn't get to hear the whole situation. But the last whole comment she made about riding into the sunset with another nigga, that means you ain't my nigga, right?
I mean,
I'm
gonna tell y'all, dog. You know, he looked at me. He said, "Kev, I know what you're thinking, man. I know what you're thinking, but it ain't like that." And I said, "What the fuck is it like there?" So, and then the fucked up part is that me and him, I went to take my daughter somewhere. You know, I want to take my daughter to the store. I said, man, ride with me right quick and take my daughter to the store. She comes back while we gone, and she calls this motherfucker phone talking about where the fuck you at. Where the fuck you at? And he explaining.
Wow.
I just ran to the store with cash. I mean, I'll be right back. Man, and I'm looking at him, I said, man, and before I knew it, I was like, man, is that your bitch? you know, which I shouldn't have said, you know, because, I mean, you know, I'm like, oh, man, you know, I shouldn't call this woman a bitch, you know. But, damn, you know, because I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, I mean, like I said, and I know, Tama, you didn't, you know, I know how, you know, normally, if it ain't y'all, I don't get in no shit. But, I mean, granted, I ain't gonna lie, I was full of that shit. I was fucked up. I was drunk. I'm like, let's whoop this nigga ass. Let's whoop this motherfucking ass. But he's like, nah, he cool. You say, I mean, and I'm, like I said, normally I don't get in no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you can handle it, I can handle it. But, you know, like I said, I'm full of that shit.
I like it. I love it.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. But, you know, I was full of that shit. And, man, you know, I'm like, let's whoop this motherfucker ass. Let's beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, man, I'll talk to him. You talk to him and what? You talk to him and what, nigga? Oh, man, they've been free. Man, you've been with her 5 years. Have you seen him one time?
Like I said, he's sharing.
Exactly.
He's sharing his woman.
She and I've been sharing her for the last 5 years.
This is woman.
True that, brother.
Apparently, he cool with sharing his woman. Because you
exactly.
Said a chick getting goddamn caught with another nigga.
But then,
he's gonna be cool, all right. He's gonna be cool right at the bottom of Lake Michigan.
I would feel less than a man to see my woman get another caught with another motherfucker that I just met last week, and they've been lifelong friends.
Right.
Because he's looking at me laughing like a motherfucker.
How the fuck I just met you last week? We've been together 5 years.
Not to go that deep, but shit, you might, you don't never know what he could have been. He could have been tricking her out. Make this bitch make money for me. Don't want to let you know. This how they get their bills.
He's still laughing at me.
Yeah,
I'm on the porch leaving. I'm on the porch.
No,
all right, baby, bye-bye.
I hear what you saying, brother, but that ain't the situation. I mean, overall, and I ain't going to lie, overall, the dude is a nice dude, man. He's a real good guy. Kind of put me in the mind of you, Tama. He's a real good guy, man. I mean, dude, he love, and when he love hard. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for putting all my business out there. Appreciate
that. And that's why I said no pun intended. I mean, you a good dude, man. You a good dude. I mean, shit, you, hey.
It's a joke, man. Go ahead with your
point, dog. Ladies, y'all would, to have a motherfucker like Father Time is a blessing. I don't know
appreciate
about the
that,
sex.
Man.
I don't know about the sex part, but he can cook and clean his ass off. No, I'm just fucking with you.
That's about 5 or 6, man.
No, but no,
even count.
He has that Father Time mentality. I mean, which is, you know, he'll care. He'll go to the ends of the earth for his woman. But dude, I'm like, dude, you need to find a woman that's gonna go to the end of the earth for you. At least, at least go to Alaska. This bitch ain't even going to. This bitch ain't even going to 38. Ain't even going to 38th Street, man. Goddamn.
Well, I mean, but if they've been together 5 years, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure this ain't the first time that happened. It's just something that he accepts.
Exactly, he accepted it, so she doing
it. Nigga, man, I know you. You know me. You know me better than anybody, man, other than probably my mother. You know damn well, had a motherfucker pulled up, and me and you sitting in the car, and she talking about she finna walk to this car and get in the car.
That's something that you wouldn't accept on day one. Apparently, he has accepted the fact that she see other people, and he's cool with it. Everybody ain't built like that. I'm not built like that. You ain't built like that. But he is. He's cool with it. You know
man.
What I'm saying? He basically told you that in the car. He said, I'll sit down and talk to you, so it's cool.
He's cool.
I'm sitting there, and like I said, I should have lost my cool because it had nothing to do with me. But like I said, I was full of that shit. man, man, I'm like, man, let's go whoop this motherfucker's ass. And I'm looking
like everybody ain't built like that, man.
And you know, I'm looking like the doctor picked some parts and put that motherfucker on my Cadillac. Now my caddy looks too good again.
You want to take car parts?
Hell yeah, I'm trying to take his tires and everything. See.
But I'm pretty sure it ain't the first time that happened. It's the first. That's probably the first time you've been around and saw it. But I'm pretty sure she's done it before.
That I spoke about it, but.
She's
done it before.
First thing he said to me, he says, "All right, man, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking." And I just looked at him and I said, "Man, I ain't thinking nothing, you know."
And you fucked around and got that man put out the house.
No, dog. Everything
was
good.
He had a ball of courage after he got through hair. No,
y'all, listen to me. When I tell you this. Everything is his. He paid the. I mean, it's his house. He paid the rent. Everything is his. Everything.
Well, we need to get this motherfucker on the show.
I mean, you don't never know. He might be doing bad in between the pants. You know, in the pants. You know. And he don't want nobody to know that.
There ain't no excuse for that shit.
Look at his family. His family. Wait a minute. But real talk, his family hate him. His mama hate. And this is my thing. If my mama hates you, I went against my mama's wishes one time. I wish I never did. Now, when mom say, "Hey, she ain't shit," you better believe she ain't shit. Cause it's very rare that mama tell you that she ain't shit. See, mama give you that look like, whatever. But when your mama say she ain't shit, she ain't shit.
You know what, Cass? I had years ago, I was seeing a fella, and his mama told me, she said, "I love my son, but that nigga ain't shit." And she told me, she said, "You can do better." Now, that's real fucked up when the nigga's mama comes
right.
to you and tell you, "You are too good
I've
for my
son."
I've had
that same thing happen.
That's some crazy shit right there. And then you didn't listen to his mama, so you went on for years, and you know what? Never mind.
I know, right? Look, so telling our story, girl.
Hey, motherfucker, this is what I've been wanting to tell you.
You ain't
what
shit.
Is. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, Lakers though. If my mama would have told you that, and you told me, I would have never believed your ass anyway.
I
my mama ain't gonna say
him.
No shit like that about me.
I never told him that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't never tell him.
I'd be like, you trying to break up me and my mama.
That's fucked up. That's your mama.
Yeah.
Hey, for your mama to say you ain't shit, I tell your
right,
mama
you ain't gonna believe that. You is not gonna believe that.
Me personally, I wouldn't.
I got two sons, and I tell them that if I ever feel like, you know, I am the last person in the world who should ever, you know what I'm saying, tell you, "Son, you ain't shit." If I have to put my children, my boys out of my house, I'm telling you, that's bad for business.
Let me ask you, man. Would your mama ever tell a woman that you ain't shit?
Hell no. See, even if she did, you wouldn't believe it. You'd be ready to jump on the grip and say that shit.
My mama tell you
ain't shit before she tell anybody else I ain't shit.
Well, what I hated about the situation, she told me he wasn't shit, but then she keep him up in his shit. So. Hey. He don't think that he ain't shit because she ain't proving to him that he ain't shit. She just letting him do the shit. But she telling everybody he ain't shit and he don't want shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's supposed to.
Well, my mom ain't going to never say that shit about it. If she do, I ain't going to never hear about it.
I hope my mama never say I ain't shit.
I ain't never heard
your mama don't feel that way.
Your mama feels like shit. You are in a fucked up position.
Right. My mama tell anybody I ain't shit. I'm doing something wrong.
Shit, I'm ready to fight. I'm fighting anybody that say my mama said I ain't shit.
Me and my mama got the relationship that we talk about every fucking thing. If my mama feel like I'm fucking something up, or I'm fucking up, she'll let me know. She'll tell me my place.
She ain't gonna tell your girl that.
Hell no, nah, she ain't gonna tell my girl that. She gonna tell me I need to fix this.
Nah, she ain't gonna tell my girl that, but I'm gonna tell you now. My mama's quick to look at me and tell you.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Hey, I remember one time, man. I went over my mama's house with tears in my eyes. My mama said, what's wrong? I said, she cheated. My mama said, really? You mad? I'm crying. I'm dude, I had tears in my eyes. My mama said, boy, go your ass to that room and go to sleep. Don't. Now, I'm a grown-ass man at this point in time. I'm a grown-ass man. Mama looked at me and said, boy, go to sleep. I'm looking at her like, what? I know you ain't just tell me to go to sleep. Boy, you don't take your ass to sleep. All this shit you done did in these streets. Take your ass to sleep. Not just tell me, go to bed. Go to sleep. Hell, I went to bed.
At least she didn't cuss you out first.
I slept it off.
No, she gave me a look like, really? Like, really? You really finna come in here like this? Like, motherfucker, all it did is came back and bit you in your ass. Woke up the next morning, cooked me breakfast, say how you feel now. I had to look at it like, wait a minute, hold up. But it was some true shit, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My mama always keep it real with me. I don't tell people that. People probably think, like, my mother got the most nonchalant attitude in the world. My mother type of mother, and Father Time will tell you, you be like, shit, motherfucker just died. She be like, oh, okay. She feel bad, but she just don't show no emotion. My mother shows no emotion.
Yeah, she's straight even keel. You don't know what kind of mood she is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She'll call the father time. How you been doing? You out there fucking up still? I mean, if you fucking up, she'll come to him like, oh, you still fucking up? Oh, okay. Don't make me smack you now.
Yeah, she's
not my mama.
She's pretty even.
My mama
gonna
look at you sideways. My mama gonna look at you sideways, cock her head a little bit to the left or the right, put her hands on her hips, and then she gonna commence to cuss you what I call the fuck out.
Nah, dog, that's crazy, dude. And then now to get around Father Time, mother, she give you the business. She give you business quick.
Shit, my mama hood, man.
Right, she'll give you the business quick.
She hood is it. I remember she told my brother. She told Reggie when she found out he joined the disciples. She said, your dumb ass out there joining gangs, right? You know, talking crazy, right? And then he straight up looked at my mom and was like, what? You and our father met in the damn gang. Why are you going to tell us not to get in the gang? Man, she beat that motherfucker from one room to the other room.
And I believe it.
Whooped his ass. Oh no, you don't talk to me like that.
No. I think so. And I gotta tell y'all, the ultimate ass whooping I've seen, and dog, I gotta tell this one.
Oh wow.
it wasn't Father Time, it was his brother. We were sitting on them damn rails.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I think he told him to do the dishes or something. And that motherfucker turned around like he ain't finna do shit. I remember he was trying to fuck Bebe that night. So he's trying to show
me. He was already, and she had just found out.
Yeah. And
she had just found out that him and Bebe were messing around.
He tried to jump tough. And we all of age, so everybody know that cast iron skillet, right? The black heavy motherfucker, that black motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. With the crust on the bottom.
Whoa, his ass.
That's it.
Thin. Well, when I say what was ass thin, that first one sent his ass in orbit. His ass in orbit. The rest of them was just shit. They was just. Yeah.
He didn't feel the rest of them.
Nah, he didn't feel the rest of them. He didn't feel the rest of them at all. Maybe that one across his back he felt, but the rest of them he didn't feel. Cause
and this was done in broad daylight. Outside.
Broad daylight. I gotta say it was between. It was on a Saturday. So I remember it had to be every bit between 12:30 and 1.
See, this was back before it was child abuse. See, they call that child abuse nowadays.
So, I do have a
question. It was just an ass whooping.
Y'all, for y'all men, for y'all men, when y'all say that y'all got beat and all of this by y'all mamas, or, you know, she was strict and mean and all of that, do you respect her for that now?
Hell yeah.
Because I do know some men right now to this day, they older than men, say they don't talk to their mama.
Mm-hmm. Because they got their asses whooped. Put the fear of God in me.
I know that's right.
See, and I'm a 39-year-old man, and I know physically I can whoop my mama, but mentally, no, I can't. Mentally, I'm scared.
Uh-huh. I never put my hands on my mama, period, ever.
No, no. I mean, I didn't.
I remember my sister jumped at my mama like she was about to hit her back one day.
Ooh.
And my mama, she was like, go close that front door. She was like, no, I want you on the outside of the front door.
Oh.
I was like,
uh-oh.
All I heard was shit breaking, goddamn doors slamming. My sister, because we had one of those houses at that circle. We can run through all the rooms. And still get through. I heard them doors slam. I heard dishes breaking. All I heard was mama no, and then you didn't hear shit else after that. I thought my sister was dead.
Wow.
Well, I'll put it to
you
like
this. How long did it take before you went back in the house?
Shit, about an hour?
He didn't. He sat outside. I guess I ain't
about
my boy's crib.
Shit, I sat
outside. I'll tell you like this, man.
It was after dark, so you know you can't leave that front porch when it's dark.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just sat there.
Yeah.
You sat there till the door open.
Exactly. Bring your ass in the house. I'm thinking she mad at me, shit.
Please don't do me like you did her mama.
My mama shot my father and shot at my brother.
Straight up.
I'm not fucking with your mama.
Mm-mm.
And our father, that motherfucker still got the bullet in his chest to this day. It was so close, they couldn't move that motherfucker. It was close to his heart, they couldn't move it.
Wow.
So they just left it in there. You get walking around with a bullet in his chest right now.
Hey,
you know
like I said, when I seen that, and I'm steady telling him, Red, he looking at baby. Ain't weird.
Oh, he thought he was a shit, man, when he joined the
he thought he couldn't be touched that day. He said what he said, and she didn't say another word. She walked in the house.
He thought the motherfucking disciple was going to take his ass forever. He didn't give a fuck about shit.
He thought it was over with.
Hey, remember she used to have that brown trench coat, that, like, tan, like, trench coat?
Uh-huh.
When she came out with that damn trench coat with her hand in that trench coat, I knew she had something. I didn't know what, but I knew it was something.
Well, yeah, he ended up leaving after that, man. That motherfucker moved out.
Hell yeah.
And then she put me out because she was mad at him. You get out too. I didn't even do nothing. Call your daddy. You gotta go. Both of y'all gotta go. I can't do nothing with y'all. It's me.
Yeah.
Have y'all mothers ever did anything to y'all, like, women friends or anything like that?
You mean, like, fight?
Yeah,
anything.
My mama beat the shit out of the girl next door. My mama, her boyfriend left or went to the grocery store or do some shit. and I had snuck the girl in the back. I think I was like, shit. That had been about 12 or 13, because that was my first piece of ass. We had a back porch where it was a door, then a big-ass door. I took it in the middle. We was fucking against the door and shit. I heard the front door open, and they didn't leave. They went across the street and sat there to see what we was doing.
Cause I don't know, I never had a mother who didn't like me.
You know what? My mother would give me that one warning, like, "Hey, don't bring her back over here."
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? She would give me that warning. Hey, I don't want her here. Hey, well, I'm finna come through. No, you're not. Why not? My mama don't like you. And I'll be quick. Your mama don't like me. Yeah, no, my mama don't like you. And bitch, don't say nothing back.
I heard that.
Hey, you remember Lenore, right?
Yeah. How can I forget, motherfucker?
Well, Lorenz is messing around with one of her sisters. I can't remember which one it was.
The oldest one? She was fine.
No, it wasn't the oldest one. I think it was the middle one. I know she was older than the oldest and youngest.
It was the yellow one.
I can't remember her name, though. But anyway, Red snuck into the crib. And my mama walked in, you know what I'm saying, and caught him doing the do upstairs. So, you know, he tried to play it off. You know, how you gonna lie about some shit? She actually saw it. And you still trying to lie about it? That was dumb as hell. You know, sometimes you just got to admit, you know, you were caught. He's still trying to lie. Well, we wasn't doing nothing. She walked in on it. Well, we wasn't doing nothing. We just laying here. So she slapped the shit out of his ass.
Mm-mm.
And she looked at my mama. My mama slapped the shit out of her ass. Y'all leave. She slapped the shit out of both of them.
I was a holy child. My mom said I could stay up here and live with my dad and shit. So I moved from Texas to here. And at my dad's house, it was just me, my dad, and my uncle living there. So in my room was the basement. You come in the side door, you go straight downstairs. So I was always good. Then my old man, he was, you know, he give me a high five and shit when I bring a nice ass chick to the crib and shit. So I ain't never had that problem with my mama except for that one episode.
You know what? In all honesty, me and my old man, we had our differences. But if I brought a girl home and it was something that he looked at and like, Oh, my mama had to bag up.
Hey, that's the way. Hey, let me switch gears on y'all for a second. She ain't up here, so I can bring it up. All right, check this out.
What? Now, wait a minute. You said who ain't what?
I say she's not up here, so I can bring it up.
Who ain't?
You know who he talking about. Come on, let him get the story out before we get caught.
No, Mother Nature, one of our daughters.
Okay. I'm trying to make sense of this. I'm about to say she's still on the phone.
Really? She don't have nothing for me.
Y'all try to get him caught up. Shit.
No, I wasn't even worried it like that, bro, from jump.
Time of day ain't shit, dog. You did it is. That's what they thought you were talking about. They like, go ahead, say it.
Y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
Mother, you heard him. Now, I'm the only motherfucker trying to say some shit. Oh, wait a minute, man. What are you talking about? Hell no. I'm looking at the switchboard like, hey, I'm very slow here.
check this out, man.
Go ahead, dog.
One of the girls is displaying pimpish, just kind of
pimping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He got two dudes, right? She like one. She don't really like the other one, but, you know, the other one is like, you know, buying the gold and shit. And should I discourage that? I'm speaking to the ladies. Should that be discouraged or encouraged?
And she has what now?
She got two dudes. One of them is handling, I'm guessing you saying one of them is handling business sexually.
I tell you what, I'll let her mama explain it to you. She probably could say it better than I can.
She has a boyfriend, and then there's another guy that likes her, or this other guy that wants to buy stuff for her, but he's not her boyfriend. So she has a boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's another guy that just wants to buy her stuff.
Does he know she has a boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, they know each other.
Hell no.
What's wrong
with that? Okay. Oh,
hell
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't realize we were talking about your child. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
No, that's not cool. That's not cool. Because
why
I'm saying. No, listen. If the other dude values something,
he wants something.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing for free.
And how do you explain that to the boyfriend?
I told her that.
You told her.
How old is she first? How old is she?
15.
He wants something. He wants something.
Does the boyfriend know about the boy that's buying stuff?
No. But the boy,
no, they
met
each other.
No, they
said they
on.
Know each other.
Hell no, man. They running
good. I'm not saying they cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, they ran into each other.
But the motherfucker, now, look here, man. 9 times out of 10, the boyfriend is upset. The motherfucker that's buying shit, he don't get no fuck because he's only out for one thing.
Uh-huh. He trying to buy his way into it.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yeah, hey, you know how that goes. Shit.
So what you're saying is I just need to fucking both of
them. If he keeps spending money and the other dude ain't spending as much money or more, then
hell
she
yeah,
don't leave for one day.
Well, okay, now, but she done told him that she ain't giving up nothing. She done told him, look, I ain't interested. Though, you know,
well,
I'm not doing anything and blah, skip, blah, skip.
If I buy the right thing, I mean,
what you gotta do is stop her from accepting them gifts because.
But
yeah,
I told her it's wrong and she shouldn't accept the gifts.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you like this: if I buy the right thing, you gonna give it up.
She's
I mean,
get this
and it's not
up,
even
man.
That because you know my son was accepting gifts from a girl and I told her, look, my son is. I told her not to give my son gifts. And one day, he wasn't screwing her, because one day he hurt her feelings, and one day, like, she's spending big money on things that he won't, and I'm like, okay, you need to stop taking stuff from this girl, because you don't like her. He don't even like black girls that wear weaves, so please don't take stuff from this girl.
Bother, then,
let me finish telling you, though.
Hold on, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I ain't gonna tell my mama I'm fucking nobody. But I'm gonna hit everything up under the sun. But if it's up to my mama, right now, I'm still a virgin.
Mm-hmm. With kids.
You
know,
my mama just found out
right.
I started smoking.
Only reason my mama know I'm fucking because I got kids now.
Okay, but this is a situation.
All
he
right,
was
buddy.
Taking all of her gifts. And
hey,
one day
he wasn't giving her a gift back.
One day he told her that he didn't like black monkey looking gorilla fat girls.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shouldn't have did that.
Exactly. So I basically made him give her all of the stuff back that was material, whatever, like you know the stuff that he hadn't ate up or. Spent money, whatever. But I made him give most of the stuff back, but I went to her mother and told her, your daughter keeps buying my son stuff, and he's not interested in her. He's saying mean things, and I would like for you to
talk to your daughter or whatever, because I don't know what else to do. She's still sneaking around, sending them letters. You know what I'm saying?
Your son an arrogant little bastard, huh?
Yes, he is. He is. And then after I seen the picture on my computer, I know why. But I mean, sometimes it's how do you handle that? How do you handle?
You know, and I'm gonna tell you like this, and I ain't gonna even lie. And shut the fuck up, Father Time, before you even say anything. I have my arrogant stage. But.
Well, hit the crowd applause, man, for actually admitting this shit.
I have my arrogant stage, but I did it when I was grown. I wasn't no arrogant-ass kid. And you know I wasn't no arrogant-ass kid.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody knew that but Father Time. Nobody knew that but Father Time, please.
No, I wasn't no arrogant kid, though. Man. As a kid growing up, I wasn't arrogant as a kid. That shit came.
That's what you say, but nobody else knew that.
Nobody didn't. I mean, you didn't know me when I was a kid.
You don't know that.
I do know that, motherfucker. You ain't know me.
I knew of you. I knew a lot about you, sweetheart.
Mm. I'm going to drink my wine with my pinky up, fucking with y'all. Motherfuckers.
What was your point, man? You made me go past the point.
Now, I'm going to tell you, your son, the shit that he's doing, that shit going to come back and bite him in his ass.
Right.
For real.
Right.
It really is. It's going to come back and bite him in his ass.
But hold on now. In all defense, if a motherfucker is just giving you shit, why the fuck not take it?
All right, but at the same time, okay, you can take
but
then
you
come out.
But you don't feel that way about this situation with your daughter?
I don't want you and all that. Come on.
That's like, okay, first of all, if you don't like somebody, I could say, that's using. I didn't teach you to be to use somebody like that. So
now,
if you don't
on,
have
butter,
no attention
on
liking
hold
her,
hold on, butter. You know I gotta get you.
Go ahead,
butter. You. That's your whole M.O.
I teach my children to be like that.
But they see their mama.
He don't see nothing I do.
Nah, see, on contraire, bonjour. That's my man for the lady saying so. A lot of stuff we think they don't pick up on, they pick up
they
on.
They see fucking every damn thing.
First of all, your son's like 18, 19, right?
He's 18.
Oh, yeah. He's smart enough.
He see what you do. He figured out what you done.
At the time that he did that, he was not seeing. No, he was still. I don't think I hadn't seen him. He hadn't had a one of those hard-ons in the morning. He ain't had one of those yet when he was treating her like that.
He was dating a girl.
I think he was in sixth grade. He was dating a girl. They was outside playing. She pulled off her drawstring ponytail and he broke up with her.
Wait a minute, he had a girl buying him shit in the sixth grade?
Yes.
What the fuck she get money to buy shit for?
Hold on, I got to stop you right there. He in the sixth grade, you think he had no hard on? Is you crazy?
I didn't, honestly, I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know and you won't know. Is you listening to us? You don't let my mama find out about shit like that? Is you crazy?
Well, I did. When he got older, he woke up one day and his thing was on heart and he didn't know it. I didn't know it until I saw him walk out this room and I made him.
He knew it. He just faced you out. He just didn't want you to know he knew.
You just happened to be that. You was at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all.
Exactly. Oh,
that was.
No man in this world just to walk out of wrong and you look down at his dick. Did you know your dick hard? Yeah, he know his dick hard. He know his shit was hard.
You got your damn mind. Right, he know it in the middle of the night.
No, what it was was she caught his ass going to the bathroom.
Yes,
exactly.
I caught him going to the bathroom.
He caught him going to the bathroom. That's all.
He had to play
it
off.
At the same time, he ran back in his room like he didn't know it was sticking up. Like,
I didn't want you to see it.
Now, brother, I know you, and I know you're not retarded. So why the hell is he sitting here talking like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. He didn't know. He knew shit. He seen you. He ran his ass back in the room.
I told him to go back in the room. I said, go back in the room. Go back in your room. Go back in your room. I started screaming. And
it's early in the morning. Shit, he just waking up. Evidently, that's his everyday routine. Evidently, you did something different. Because that's his everyday routine.
Because you were supposed to probably still be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. That's been his everyday routine since he was 8.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Shit. I mean, hell.
I didn't have no brothers, okay?
Shit.
And
I mean, hell, if I open the door, my mama was right there when I opened my door, and I got to go piss, nah, I'm going to wait. You just cold. You just happened to catch it.
Wow. That was surprising to me.
Dude,
I was like
really
screaming, like
that just happened.
You
got to be crazy as cat shit. You thought that just happened that day?
Yeah, I thought that was like the first time he had a hard on.
You in sixth grade? In the sixth grade when you first saw it.
Was it in sixth grade? I think it was either sixth grade or seventh grade I think it was sixth grade when I first saw it.
Yeah, he having wet dreams by then. What the hell is he talking about?
I didn't know that.
he in his jack-off stage. That's
exactly.
He
having wet dreams.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't start catching his jack-off stage until, like, two years ago.
No, he was waiting. He was on his way to the bathroom to take care of his business. You just happened to show up in the hallway.
Exactly.
You just happened to be a little embarrassed.
I guess he just got bold enough from when he got to a certain age to just start keeping his Kleenex in the bedroom with him then. Because I didn't know until a couple of years ago that he was actually even, like,
You don't jack off in the bed. You go to the bathroom and jack off.
Now, he got a lock on his room, so.
He's jacking off in his own bed.
Maybe he don't jack off. Everybody don't jack off.
Well, if you were in sixth, seventh grade, hey, wait low. Don't even go there, dog. It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. Don't even go there with me. Just ignore that comment, dog.
What I was about to say is, brother, my father didn't know I was fucking. I started fucking at 13. The only reason he knew that I was fucking because I was still in his rubbers. And I wasn't smart enough to buy no more and put them back. That's the only way he figured out that I was fucking. I started fucking at 13.
Yeah, but see, that's different because that's a son and a father. This is a son and a mother.
That ain't no different. It's still a parent.
No,
my
it is
mother
different.
My mother, she... Go
ahead. Recently, I don't know, probably about a few months ago, my oldest is 14. And I'm not the one that saw it, but he had a ruler. He just got through out the shower, and there was a ruler in the bathroom. Now, there's only one reason.
Measuring their shit.
Right.
Well, of course.
Exactly.
I know that.
You
want to
know how long
this
shit is.
But I want to know, do that mean that, you know, he's already there, or he's, you know, thinking about it still?
He probably wanted to tell her how old he was.
Okay, but now this was maybe about, I don't know, a few weeks ago. I don't know, before we moved or whatever, but he kept saying, my feet are big. My feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some chick told him, you got big feet. That means you got a big dick. That's what that means.
Yeah, he didn't measure this shit off. Hey, because I remember, hey, I'm going to tell you, my freshman year, the senior was walking by, and she kept checking everybody's hands, right? And she looked at me, she was like, "Oh, you got some big hands for a freshman." And I'm like, "What the fuck is she talking about?"
Right.
And the senior pulled me to the side like, "Nigga, you need to go holler at her." And I'm like, "Holler at her?" You know, I'm like, "Holler at her for what?" He like, "Man, shit, she talking about you guys. She said you got a big dick." I'm like, "How the fuck she know that?" He like, "Man, nigga, your hand's supposed to be the same size as your dick." So I
see a lot of girls don't know that.
Hey, I instantly went home and put my hand next to my dick, like, "Hey, wait, hold on. My hand's a little bit big. I mean, my dick bigger than my hand." Okay. That's so, why I came back with swag. Hey, baby, what you talking about?
My son, he was so disrespectful. Like,
you must have got a little hands way low.
He hit like my baby daddy's leftover gym shoes. And once he grew up and where he was wearing a bigger size than my baby daddy, he started laughing at my baby daddy. And I'm like, why are you laughing at him? I didn't comprehend that he knew that's what it meant. You know what I'm saying? Like his shoe size is big. So his, I didn't know that he comprehend that. So I'm like, I'm just thinking that he's, you know, driving on
like
he got small
feet. You wear the size 8, nigga. You wear the 8, you little nigga. Little nigga wear the 8.
He's like, "I'm only 15 and my shoe size twice as big as yours." I'm like, "Oh my goodness. He was wearing like 2 sizes up bigger than my baby daddy." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, I didn't comprehend it." And then one day,
you didn't walk in there and having a sword fight, did you?
No.
You are a mess.
No. I heard him say,
"My dick is bigger than yours."
Yeah, something like that. He said something like, you know, he made, and I know he's never been on Sim City, but he made this comment. I pull it out, this whole room get dark. What? I know you ain't never been on Sim City before, so where you get that from? And then my baby daddy said, "Oh, he brag on it all the time." I said, "Oh, really? Okay."
There's a whole lot of shit you don't know about your son.
Yes, it is. Right. I feel so
just
bad.
Just wait.
I thought that he would come to me and tell me.
No, you not. You're damn mind. You the last motherfucker. I'm a grown-ass man, and I'm still, man, you the last mother. Mamas is not the motherfucker you talk to.
No, that's not
I mean,
true.
I know some men who talk to they mama, because my ex told his mama the first time he had sex with me, he got up and washed my dishes.
You was on some dumb shit.
They weren't drunk either. He went right over there. She's like, "Yeah, you the girl that, got my son's nose wide open."
You know what, baby? That was probably a joke that they had going with each other. I mean, maybe he did. I ain't gonna say that was a joke, but maybe he did. But hell no, my mom ain't gonna know shit.
I don't know nobody. None of the motherfuckers that I call my fellas. We don't talk to our mamas about shit like that.
No.
They got to hear about that shit secondhand.
Yeah. Motherfucker got to hear. Oh, you got a baby on the way? By who, ma? I ain't fucking nobody.
Go around telling your mama who you fucking. That
don't
sound right.
Hey, I got mad when she found out that my third baby was. Oh, she pregnant by you? By who? You. Because she's saying it's your baby. No, mama, that ain't me, mama. I ain't fucking mama. Nigga, you got two babies already. Mama, them test tube babies. They ain't mine.
Well, my mama was living in Wisconsin. She snuck down at the gate to come see me and shit. Knocked on the door. I said, who the fuck is at the door? Yeah, I ain't hear nothing no more, so I'm thinking they left. I kept fucking and shit. Homegirls out here hollering and shit and banging on the wall. Knock on the door again. So who the fuck
is
that?
That was some slick ass shit. That was some slick ass shit you put in there. Go ahead, though. Y'all have to really listen to Waylo when he talks. Because he got them subliminal messages
he
like a motherfucker.
He makes sure he let everybody know he got a big dick.
She was making a whole bunch of noise and shit. And then my mama, she called me. She was like, what is you in there doing? I was like, nothing. She was like, do I need to come back? I was like, yeah, you really need to come back. She was like, oh my goodness. When she left, I could actually hear her kicking up gravel in the front.
Oh, wow.
She the fuck up out of it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. But this is what I don't understand. What kind of man will call the female that he was messing around with's mama and tell her all the sexual things that he's done to her? What kind of man are you?
A fucking retard. Ain't no fucking way me and my mama gonna have that conversation.
Not you calling your mama, telling your mama
what you did to another woman. No, you calling the girl's mama and telling the girl mama after y'all done broke up or something what you did to her.
That's because he want to fuck the mama now.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Did the mama listen? That's the question.
Yeah, she had to listen, and she came back to me and told me your ex-boyfriend just called me and told me all the sexual things y'all was doing in this house.
Was she hot and bothered while she was saying it?
No, you know my mother wasn't hot and bothered. She was mad, ready to punch me in my face. That's what she was.
Girl, he said, hold on.
No. She'd have been playing them things. No.
Rachel, bring me some water. Hold up. Yeah, girl, he said.
No, she wouldn't play them games for me.
I need a towel. Baby, bring me a towel. Bring me a towel. Yeah, buddy. And buddy, he was like, My breast ain't got hot. Girl, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you.
No.
Hey, buddy, you know fuck with it. She say, girl, I'm going to call you back.
No.
She going to call you by your name. Girl, I'm going to call you back.
Whatever. No, but I've had a couple of people tell my mother what we did sexually.
$2, nigga.
My mother what we did sexually, and I had a man.
Let me ask you a question. How the fuck they know your mama like that?
Hey, but now hold on, man. Before she even asked the question, I got to tell you this. I know Butter Mama. Butter Mama look good. Butter Mama look good, dog.
Good. Well, damn.
Yeah, she got a fat ass. She got a fat ass.
Mama got ass, too.
Dude, she got a
oh, my goodness.
You think she got a badonka donk?
Dog, she got a badonka donk. And she like to wear them little tight. She like to wear them, like, them little tight little suit outfits and swear up and down. She don't know that it's tight.
Whatever. She's dressing so professional.
Yeah, them motherfuckers be skin. Hey, it's professional, but they be skin tight around the ass.
She can't help that.
Exactly. Nigga, then she'll get up like, and she make sure she been full throttle up when she get up.
Whatever.
Get her posture in first.
Miss Tasha.
Exactly. Motherfucking hey. I bought the motherfucking insurance from her once. I'm like, God, there you have. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to pay for this insurance right now. She said, you have a good She said, you have a nice day. I said, you too, Miss Parker.
I can't believe it.
Hey, she walked out the door. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want. Miss Parker, Miss Parker.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe you.
No, he didn't.
I mean, honestly, I thought everybody was scared of my mama. Because I'm scared of her.
I ain't scared of them.
But
let her come try to. Hey, I'm gonna come with my silk robe on. Yes. I'm gonna do like. Hey, what was that movie? What was the movie with old girl when she crossed the legs? I'm gonna give her. I ain't got no beaver, but I'm gonna give her that log shot. Yeah.
Oh, basic instinct.
Hey, nigga, damn, Mr. Scott, yes, my premium just then went up. Yes, my premium did just go up.
I mean, I still don't understand it, though. I really don't. I don't understand
Miss
why
Butter.
Somebody can come and tell your parent what they done did with you.
Why didn't you bring you
up? See, they was hoping she liked it. Right, she got a fat ass though, brother. I ain't gonna lie, she got a fat ass on her. Then she got that little evil scrowl, but it's one of them. You know that evil scrowl is kind of sexy though. They look at you mean, but it's sexy at the same time.
That evil seductive look.
Yeah, like yeah, I mean, but I'll fuck the shit out you. I'd be like, Miss Butter. Man, we'd be fighting like a motherfucker, dog.
Wow.
We'd be fighting like a motherfucker. I'm like, is this motherfucker talking about my mama?
You know.
Oh, no, dog.
I think we would have a problem, a real big
but
problem.
But we ain't got motherfucking code.
Let me find out you done humped on my mama.
My mama got a badonkadonk. It's on.
I see. I thought I'm going to be the stepdad and the son-in-law.
Whatever, dude.
I'll be in there talking about butter. Go cook me and your mama some grits and eggs. Hey, better yet, hey, I'll pull that big rings on her. She fuck around, come home.
I wish I would come home and see if your mama refrigerated them with some goddamn Kool-Aid butt ass naked.
Hey, buddy, you want some
breakfast?
I'm killing that refrigerator. I'm killing everything in that kitchen.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, buddy, you want some breakfast?
Daddy-o. That's one of those I wish a nigga would moments right there.
Hey, buddy, be talking about Fuck City and everybody in it.
Ain't it? At least you know. At least you know. I'll be on Facebook. Fuck Sin City. Motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. You talking about butter. She's talking about butter, baby. When the last time you got on Sin City? Daddy's home. you hit me in that room doing that Swahili. This is the Swahili. What do you call it? The Swahili what dance?
Oh, you stupid.
Butter, Marvin Gaye, please believe.
You ain't right. Stupid. I'm going to tell her your penis be getting hard when she come try to sell you insurance.
You say what?
I'm going to tell her your penis get hard when she come try to sell you some insurance.
Hell yeah, Thomas.
So you can blush and be out turning off different shades.
Well, not, but she's going to be looking down like, yes, it is. But, girl, I went over there to tell him this was the same thing. Yes.
No.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, hey, brother, tell her my insurance just collapsed. I need
to know what?
You need to renew your policy, huh?
Yeah, I need to renew my policy. Daddy's home.
Oh,
hey, brother gonna call her like, yeah, well, cat. You know what? Nah, he good.
Yeah.
He wants somebody else.
He wouldn't be far.
I will make sure I do that too. Yeah, he don't want insurance. He don't even want insurance no more. He said he's wasting no money. He ain't dying.
I know where she live at. Miss Butter, can you please get my insurance back again?
One second.
That would hurt me.
Daddy's home.
That would hurt me to my heart if I found out one of my friends was sleeping with my mama.
Girl, I ain't your friend.
No, okay.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
We went way over, man. We at 11:33. God damn. Now I'm surprised they let us go this long.
Amen.
Mm.
I thought the new time was 10:30.
Mm-hmm. I said, shit, they didn't let us go over the way. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what? Fuck it, I tell you what, man. We do it like this. Y'all ready to hang up? If y'all ready to hang up, we hang up. If not, fuck it, we stay on till they hang us up.
Ain't that the truth?
All right, well, there we go. Shit, let's get this motherfucking party started, man.
They're going to hang right on up.
That's what
right.
You say.
Because I said that shit.
Just because you said it.
I know.
Oh,
right.
Just like,
eh? you think shit's sweet on that side, huh?
Get that first question going. Pop it, and then they're going to say, clickety-click.
Now maybe they like me talking about your mama, because they showed it on. They let us go. Wonder what kind of, I wonder if she got a page on there.
Don't make me choke you.
Oh, hey, what they say? Oh, can't ride a butter's game. I know what get us started. Talking about that mama. You got a fat ass. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
You.
Oh, you got a fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay.
Damn.
Honestly, me and my mother look the most alike out of all of my sisters.
And she keep her hair done better than Butter, too.
Yes, she can. That's true. That's true. She's the one that keeps my micros together. She keep my micros together.
She keep her hair whipped. When I say she keep her hair whipped, she keep her hair whipped.
Mm-hmm.
You don't never see her with no motherfucking headband on.
Now, my mother said you never leave the house. My mother taught me that you never leave the house not looking good. You're supposed to dress like a... If you going to the grocery store, you put on makeup.
Hey, I used to work for the recycle company in Gary. I did her recycle. She said, I know you. I said, I know you too, hey. You need something for me to get out that garage. All I need to do is get in the garage. I had that garage. I was going straight in the house. Yes, you do got a nice big ass bed, Miss Butter.
I am surprised that this conversation is going this goddamn long. I'll have been cut this shit off. Whoa, no.
Come on, man. I can't talk about your mama. Your mama like my mama. I can't say that shit about your mama.
Well, I know that, man. You just missed the whole point.
I mean, I'm just saying. She know her mama look good, goddamn. Damn, nigga, I ain't doing nothing but complimenting
her. It makes me feel good because they say I look just like her.
She look better than you, though.
You know what? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Make her so bad. And so, as a child, she was like, it looked like to me you're going to have some big breasts. You must get it from your daddy's side of the family. And I'm like, I can't wait. And she said, well, once you have a baby, they're going to hit the floor like cow titties. You're going to have them big old cow titties. I'm like, I'd rather have big titties than not to have no titties at all. And my mother has, you know, small up top and wide and big on the bottom. So she's like, you know, always jabbing on my titties. And now
that I'm older, you know, done had a couple of kids. She say, you see how mine just sit up here? They don't, they not fall into my belly button when I sit down. She just jive all the time.
Yeah, they do sit up perky.
She said, I am.
I'm just saying, they do sit up nice and perky.
Okay.
She's telling me that insurance. I was like, what kind of bra she got on? Is that a Wonder?
Whatever. Please.
Hey, I can't even sign my name. Hey, she kept telling me, look down at the paper. Please look at the paper.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
God damn. I mean, they was ample booze.
I mean, I guess men see things that I don't see.
Yeah, oh, yeah. See, this is your mama. You ain't looking.
Mm-mm.
You ain't looking hard enough.
Because, I mean, I don't see the personality things. Like, you've not been the first person that told me that. Like, they said the way she walked.
What the hell?
What the?
That's when she was like, hi.
She was just being nice.
She licked her tongue out like an old girl on Friday afternoon.
No, she didn't.
Tell your daddy I said hi.
No,
oh, hey. Hey, Mr. Bob.
My mama is a Christian woman.
I know. She, and I'll guarantee you, she let me get in there, she's going to be singing hallelujah.
She won't. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yes, I do.
You be talking about butter. Taz is such a nice boy. every week you talk about, can you tell Taz his insurance policy due? Mama, he just paid last week. It's doing good.
Oh, man. That would make me sick to my stomach.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
I wouldn't tell you. It would make you sick to death. All right, now, don't be telling
me about that. Let me ask y'all this. For the men, if, say you had a couple of month situation jumping off with a female, y'all having sex, and y'all, all of a sudden, y'all stop talking. A month or two go by, and she come back telling you she pregnant. But y'all use condoms every time y'all have sex. And she tell you that she ain't have sex with nobody.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll see you in 9 months when the blood test is due.
Is that all you say to her, or do you, I explained to her, I believe that when she do tell him, all he can say is, I'll see you in 9 months, or he can be nice and say that he'll be there for her until, you know, he finds out.
I ain't gonna argue with you, shit, but we didn't use the condom, and you talking about, hey, I'm pregnant.
She ain't had sex with nobody but him. But and then she keep telling me he was putting on magnums and he should have put on lifestyles. So I don't know. What's that noise?
Somebody saying that's bullshit.
I thought somebody was sucking something. I was like, what?
Mother Nation, where you at? Where you at? Talk, Mother Nation. Where you at? Hurry up, say something.
I heard.
Took us too long to say something. Father Time ain't said two words.
I was listening. It wasn't directed toward me.
I'm about to come down
now. Y'all guys.
I said for the guys, I mean, but really, like, you know, for the man, he was putting on, she said he was putting on magnums, and he should have been putting on regular lifestyles. He wasn't that big.
But that don't matter, though. If they use one every single time, how could she be pregnant by him?
Right. And if it ain't fall off.
They're not 100%.
Well, he's 99.9%.
That ain't 100%.
Hell, unless a nigga poke a hole in it.
That ain't 100.
That ain't 100.
It's still a possibility.
Like if okay, I don't know. Like if it don't fit, does it leak from the bottom? I mean, does
nope. Nope. Hell no, it don't leak from the bottom.
Work like that. It doesn't work like that.
I feel like a man should be embarrassed to put on a condom and he can't fit it. Like, if it's too big, he should be really embarrassed to put it on. And I actually see that shit.
Hey, you need a one size fits all.
You know, I mean, come on now.